Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. This time it's called The Risks of Opposite-Sex Friends. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of interesting things on my redesigned, newly launched website. It's very green, and when you go there, you'll understand why. Today we have Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and we'll get an update on Baby Drew, I hope. And you have a little bit more of me because I have an empty segment, and I will fill it. As you well know, I do not lack for talk and words and opinions, so I will fill them. Ironically, we have something of a more serious nature to talk about in the sense that we've lost two people that are public figures in the last few days. Davy Jones of the Monkees died at 66, and Andrew Breitbart, a political commentator and, I don't know, what would you call him, a journalist that does, what do they call those journalists? Investigative journalist, who dug up some amazing stories, the Anthony Weiner story, and of course the break of what was going on at Acorn, among other things. He's built a whole empire. He died at 43, walking and died of a heart attack. It is yet a reminder to me of the fragility of life. And given that I'm right in the middle, age-wise, of those two men who died, in my opinion, both too young, it is a very stark reminder. I am very sobered by the news. For some reason, both struck me. I actually met Davy Jones when I was about 12 years old, and I will tell that story in segment 4 of today's show. And I have some pictures from that encounter, which I actually thought were lost, but I was able to find just about a year or two ago. The new design on my website also includes a new feature, which is a vlog. It's called I'm Not That Dad. And in fact, I'm recording this segment of the radio show to include in one of my future vlogs. I hope to bring amazing locations, extraordinary special effects, and lots of entertainment value to, and explosions. Got to have explosions to my vlogs. I was told by my business manager, Hillary, I called her Hillary. Heather is her name. Hello. Why am I thinking Hillary? I was told by my business manager, who I adore, whose name is Heather Villa, and if you need social media help, I would suggest you contact me, and I'll put you in contact with her, because she is brilliant. Anyway, Heather said to me if I did a vlog, which she wanted me to do, that a talking head was sufficient, and nobody really cares. And I go, wait a minute, I come from 25 years of television production. A talking head? That's boring. We've got to do something more interesting. So I am going to endeavor to make my vlogs, which will be no more than 1 to 5 minutes in length, as interesting as I can make them. I understand how to edit. I understand how to do music. And I certainly understand what production values mean. Nonetheless, given that I will be recording it strictly from my laptop or a home camcorder, it's not likely to look like Avatar, at least not the first few. But we'll see. As I said, we're recording one right now. The new Because I Said So comic strip is out. It's called Dad Has a Soul Patch. And remember, I'm not that dad. And the fact that I have to say that all the time is how we got the name for my vlog, which is called I'm Not That Dad. The other news that's kind of interesting is that the Dow Jones average is hovering again about 13,000. Let's see where it is at the moment. It is, as of this exact moment, it is at, let's see, I can actually multitask, it's at 13,010. So will it close above 13,000 for the second day, even though it's intraday gone above it for the last week or so? Very interesting. I think it's a pivotal time. We are all concerned about our country's economy. And I personally am very concerned in that my older son got into the Berklee College of Music, and the cost of it will probably bankrupt me, but he's going to go, and I'm going to make it happen no matter what I have to do. There's a great irony in that. Last week, we had Jody Okun on as a guest, who's an expert on helping families with financial aid. And I had lunch with a friend, and we shared the fact that we have been too honest and too careful and too smart with our money, so consequently, we don't qualify for any kind of financial aid. If we had gone bankrupt, if we had abandoned our kids, if we were in jail or in trouble, then our kids would qualify. But the fact that we both saved our money, put aside money for our college, in college accounts for our kids, did not incur extraordinary debt, didn't spend everything we ever earned, we get punished. And we don't qualify for anything, not a nickel. And I just find that ironic how our society has kind of gotten into a reverse place where success is punished and failure is rewarded. This is not a show about politics, though I suppose you could say that is a political comment. And indeed, it is. It is a political season. I have been very, very involved in what's going on. And as far as just paying attention, I'm not a participant necessarily. I want to share something of a totally different nature, which I've shared with some listeners before. Well, some listeners, any listeners that have listened to that particular show before. One of the great loves in my life is doing good for the world. It's called, I call it Repairing the World, or Tikkun Olam, which is Hebrew for repair the world. And along my social media journey, I met a young girl who started a chat with me on Facebook, who at the time was about 12 years old and lives in a little town in Ghana, Africa. It's called Agana Swedru, Ghana, Africa. And I ended up meeting her father, who's a pastor in the local community and the headmaster of the local girls' school. And what followed was a friendship that has now developed over several years. To some degree, I am the godfather of Jessie, the girl that started the conversation. And they wanted and needed some help in the form of books and toys and other things like that. And we were moving at the time, and my sons and I put together a couple boxes of books, and we sent them via the postal flat rate. Otherwise, it cost an absolute fortune. It's still not cheap. It's like about $45 or $50 to do that medium-sized flat rate box. And the impact those packages had on them was evidently considerable. I then broadcast about it on the radio, and a number of my listeners and other people that read my columns, because I wrote a column about it, about the benefits of giving, meaning you get more when you give, which is a theory of mine. And I don't even think it's a theory. I think it's just a fact. And a number of other boxes arrived from friends, family, and listeners and followers of mine. I just had another chat with Pastor Frank, and he, in his gentle way, because he doesn't want to be too in my face about asking, he said, we could use some more books. The kids are getting older. So I am asking you, if you have a lot of kid books, and this is, you know, anything from Cat in the Hat to Harry Potter books, they're girls from age, say, 6 to 15, 16 years old. So you know what that would be. Magazines, toys, furry little animals, that meaning to play animals, not real animals. Please send them to them. Here's the address. You would write to Pastor Frank Bennin, B-E-N-N-I-N, Pastor Frank Bennin, the next line, comma, Alola, A-L-O-L-A, Pastor Frank Bennin, comma, A-L-O-L-A. The next line is Africa Zebras, followed by Box 719, followed by Agana Swedru, that's A-G-O-N-A, Swedru, S-W-E-D-R-U, Ghana, G-H-A-N-A. Again, Pastor Frank Bennin, comma, Alola, A-L-O-L-A, Africa Zebras, Box 719, Agana Swedru, Ghana, Africa. Gosh, we are almost out of time, and I haven't even talked about the risks of opposite-sex friends, which is today's topic. But I know Wayne Levine, our next guest, has lots to say on that, so we will get to it in his segment and also with Pastor Drew, if hopefully he can join us. I mean, his baby is due any day, literally, because of the nature of the pregnancy, so I never know for sure if he will be able to join us. Also, for what it's worth, I have a piano to give away. Anybody in the Southern California area that needs a piano, I'd like to find a school or charity that needs it, please contact me at bruce@brucesalin.com. Okay, we will be back with Wayne Levine right after these messages.